Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, yes indeed, to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I'm back. I've got a little bit of a voice now. Hopefully I won't lose it doing the show. It's December 18, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, let me guess, you're trying to get that last minute of Christmas shopping done, am I right? And no matter how hard we work, we're going to forget something, especially us guys. Yeah, we've all been there. But if you have an Apple fan that's on your list this year, well, you need not worry, because Apple is going to offer next day delivery, even up to December 23rd, only in the U.S., of course. Any customer who actually orders an in-stock item by 2 p.m. on December 23rd will be eligible for free, yes, you heard me right, free next day delivery in the U.S. Also, you'll have that option of in-store pickup orders made 2 hours before closing on December 24th. So if you ran out of delivery time, you're thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? You still have that to go with as well. Although there may not be much stock left by December 24th. Nice to know the Apple's looking out for us that have left our brains somewhere else during the holiday season. Thank you, Apple. Plex fans, you can now rejoice because Plex Media Streaming App is free. Oh yeah, free on the Xbox and PlayStation consoles. Now the app, of course, would normally cost you $4.99, but no, it's the season of giving, and Plex thought, why not? This means now you can stream movies, TV shows, music, and photos from your computer or, of course, your network-attached storage console without the need for that Plex Pass subscription. And of course, if you got some older hardware, you need not worry. It's going to work also on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. Of course, you'll be good to go on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 too. Speaking of apps, Facebook Messenger has got itself a little lovely little update with emojis attached, and among other little quirkies as well. Facebook's going to allow users now to control the color of the chat bubbles, which is kind of cool. You can actually even give your friends nicknames by adding another layer of personalization on top of it. Another thing that's also cool that's been added to Facebook Messenger is the Photo Magic, which Australians, yeah, you've already had a taste of that last month. This feature is able to identify people in a photo and then encourage Facebook Messenger users to share these images with their friends. Yeah, you remember us telling you about this? Yeah. Well, now it's available for everybody. Of course, the update is now available for iOS and Android, and you can download it right now, and just to give away more of your privacy. Heck, why not? It's Facebook. Oh, the kind of tech that I just love to see is this kind of tech. And it's all from a team of researchers from the University of Nevada. They actually announced yesterday that they are developing a robotic wearable that will enable the visually impaired to see what they're actually reaching for. How cool is that? The researchers actually said it's going to be simpler than a glove and less obstructive, which would be good. The device will also combine tactile and temperature sensors, high-resolution cameras, and miniaturized microphones to sense items that are around it. They're hoping that not only the device will help the blind and visually impaired people, but the methods and technology that will be developed will help with a wearable, say, robotic anatomy. Of course, anything this futuristic is still in development, but hopefully we'll just be a few years away from seeing this dream come true, especially for a lot of people that need it. And finally, of course, we know that Santa's still out with Rudolph. He's sick, you know. I think I caught something that Santa had the other day because I got really, really sick and couldn't talk and all that. I'm feeling a little better today, but I'm still under the weather. So, unfortunately, no Santa today, but I will have your crap for Christmas. And today's crap for Christmas is definitely for all you Star Wars fans. I figured everybody's Star Wars'd out right now, so let's just keep Star Wars'ing out. You ever kind of notice that R2-D2, he looks like a vacuum cleaner? Doesn't he? Looks like an old 1970s vacuum cleaner. So much so that apparently this maker has decided to make an R2-D2 vacuum cleaner. Yeah, it's just for your desktop though. Don't get carried away. It's not like a big old version. Yes, it's the R2-D2 mini desktop vacuum cleaner. It's actually easy to empty with a screw-on lid. Yeah, that's where all the crap goes. And it's all powered by, of course, a USB cable. And now what you're thinking right now, does this have George Lucas's stamp of approval? Well, of course it does. He's going to get a little portion of your money because it is officially licensed. So are you one of these people that it makes a whole big old mess of this desk and stuff? You got crap of crumbs and everything else. Well, now R2D2 can help you clean your mess up. You can find it at totally-funky.co.uk right now. It was actually £14.99, but it's on sale today for £9.99 while stocks last. They say the stocks are a little low. So if this is on your list to get, you best be doing it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to check out our Slack room at Slack.com and then key in BritishTech. You can also go to BritishTech.slack.com as well. Get joined up there. We got a great community going over there at Slack, and it's just BTN fun all the time. Now, as for the news show, this was supposed to actually be our last episode of the year until 2016. We'll go on Christmas break and, of course, New Year's and all that. But I figured that since yesterday we couldn't push you out one, I'm going to be back Monday. Hopefully we can get a hold of Santa too, no guarantees. But yes, I'm going to be back Monday to give you one more episode in 2015 of the BTN News Show. We'll get you caught up on all the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday, so let's enjoy one more week till Christmas. Oh, can you believe it? We'll see you back here on Monday. Hopefully I'll have a little bit more voice then. Until then, have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening.